I'm from Colorado Springs, and I'm a graduate of Caris Bible College. Maybe some of you all heard about Andrew Womack. You know that guy there? Don't watch him. I'm telling you what, if you watch him, he'll mess up your life in a good way. I knew it. I knew in March of 2012 I needed to turn him off, but I couldn't look away. And I knew I was going to Caris Bible College, and my life got changed. And it was a good thing. But I graduated from ministry school in 2015, and hallelujah, it's good. And yeah, I live in Colorado right now, and I'll tell you what, this state is sweaty. It's a hot state. It really is. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm sitting over there, and I'm sweating. And I'm like, this is crazy stuff. Just want to make you aware of a couple things before we get started today. Hallelujah. We got a product table back there. We got some different product that we brought, and I want to encourage you to get some more if you like what's being said today. We have some series. One is called Discovering the Prophetic. That's 9 messages on, and we'll give you a really good foundation on how to hear God's voice and to flow in the prophetic. We have How to Judge Prophecy. And, you know, how many people know that not everything that glitters is gold, and not everything that says, thus saith the Lord, is thus saith the Lord? And you need to know the difference. Because a lot of people got in trouble because of some, became collateral damage because they didn't know how to judge the prophetic. And we need to know, before we commit our ways or go fully after a prophetic word, we need to judge that word and make sure it's God. Then we have responding to the prophetic. And that is, have you ever had a prophetic word spoken over your life and it seemed, and you knew it was God, but it's not coming to pass? And I talk about how to respond to prophetic words that you have received and what to do with them in order to dust some of those cobwebs off those old prophetic words and see them come to pass. You got to respond by faith is what you got to do. And there are certain prophetic words that are a work of faith, and there are certain prophetic words that are a word of faith. A word of faith, you just believe God and God moves and you receive something. A work of faith, God gives you specific instructions and you need to do what God told you to do if it's a word from God in order to receive. Then we have a brand new series on the gifts of the Spirit and how they function, to recognize them and how they operate. We have one on receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by the way, which I preached last year in a church in Little Rock, Arkansas. They told me they were ready for it. It used to be a former Baptist church, and I got kicked out of my first Baptist church for preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. They changed the name, but they were still Baptists. Hallelujah. Now, the pastor told me it was okay. Everybody else told me it was okay, but a couple of the big wigs that were the big financial, you know, people in the church, they did not appreciate it. But I got 15 of them filled with the Holy Ghost before I got out. I was like, oh, hallelujah. I feel a religious spirit in this house. Not this house, but that house. I got kicked out. So I wear it like a badge of honor. I got kicked out of a Baptist church. Yeah. My first one. That was awesome. So that's the message I taught there. If somebody's having trouble or wants to know what the Bible says about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Then I finally have a third one, and usually I sell out of that one. It's called the Supernatural Power Tongues. What does, to when I pray in the Spirit and I speak in my heavenly prayer language, what does it do? And we begin to talk about mysteries. You know that tongues is God's GPS? It's God's GPS. And I'll probably talk a little bit about that later on today, later on this week. We got 3 sessions with you. And today is more of a meet and greet. You know what I'm saying? You got to get to know who I am. And the more you feel comfortable with me and realize I'm not going to burn down your house and blow you up. Hallelujah. You know that one prophet, that prophetic person he had bad experience with? I'm not him. I'm not her. I'm the good one, okay? See, it's going to be good. Hallelujah. And I know some of you, before you came in the door, you repented of some sins, just in case. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just repent right now. Before I get in there, there's going to be a prophet in the house, and I don't want you reading my mail. Some of you got rid of some stuff at home, and hallelujah, now you're good to go. So you got it all. So that you'll get all the good prophetic words. Hallelujah. But anyhow, there's some good. And then I got a little CD, an individual CD, on the 3 prophetic flows. You know there are 3 prophetic flows: the gift of prophecy, the office of prophecy, and the office of a prophet. And I explain the difference in those 3 prophetic flows. And that I only got a limit. I got a stack. And when I'm out of them, I'm out of them. Go back there. If you want to be on my mailing list, sign up for my mailing list, and you can get that teaching for free. But when I'm out, I'm out. Okay? So don't get mad at the person working the table, which is Patricia. Don't get mad at her. Okay? Everybody love Patricia. Okay? Hallelujah. But anyhow, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this time together for your word. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place right now. Holy Spirit, you are not only resident, but you are president. And we give you permission. We give you access to every area of our life. We give you permission to speak and to reveal what needs to be spoken and what needs to be revealed. Because we know, Holy Spirit, that every prophetic word is an invitation to come up higher. And we receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So I got a lot of things that I want to tell you today. And I got a lot of things that I would love to share. But what I'm going to talk to you about today is a little bit. When I came here, and I was praying the other day, the Holy Spirit just dropped it in my, and this service in particular. He dropped something in my heart. And what he said was times and seasons. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about times and seasons and the role of the prophetic in times and seasons. And what you're going to do is, I believe that today, especially during, this is going to be the beginning, you're going to see some things that God has spoken to you in the past. God is going to reveal to you that now is the time. Now is the time. Those things that were planted in your heart, those seeds that were planted in your heart, those things that were in there that have been cultivated, that have been laying dormant, they're going to germinate today, and there's going to be a releasing, and there's going to be an activation of those things in your life. And that's part of what the prophetic anointing has. The prophetic anointing, I can speak a word that from the word, or I can speak a word prophetically to your heart, and it will literally be like a key in a lock that will unlock a door of potential, unlock a heavenly destiny and a heavenly identity that you have not been able in your own strength to step into. I am here to assist you. I'm not here to be a replacement for you, for an already personal thriving relationship with the written word of God, but I'm here to do an impartation in your heart that's going to cause an activation to take place, and you're going to begin to step into some things if you receive it. There are times are changing, in particular with this body and with this church, and you are entering into a new season. Hallelujah. If you'll receive it. Let's turn, if you will, to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I believe that this is a Holy Ghost church. Amen? Amen. And you need to, you know what? You just need to stop apologizing for who you are. Amen. And stop trying to be seeker friendly. It's time that we stop having the Holy Spirit in our connect groups. We put them in the connect groups. We put the Holy Spirit in the back room. And it's time that the Holy Spirit gets on the main stage. Because God thinks that the Holy, you know, when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, he was not quiet. He made a whole bunch of noise, and tongues of fire appeared and descended upon them. In fact, the whole town, the whole Jerusalem came out to see what was going on. So it's okay for the Holy Ghost to be noisy. And what we got to do is, along those same lines, we got to embrace the idea. We want to embrace the idea, and we want to shed the old idea and embrace the new idea that the world does not want the Holy Ghost the way we're going to deliver him. The world does want the Holy Ghost. And all this speaking in tongues and this operating in the power of God, the world has been looking for it. Amen? And you need to go full-blown Pentecostal and swing on the chandeliers and run around this place and get a little bit excited. And stop being so reserved. It's the reason the Holy Spirit is not moving the way he wants to move is because of your religious reservations concerning the Holy Ghost. You want everybody else to receive the Holy Ghost, and you're not even comfortable with the Holy Ghost. And it's not a rebuke. It's like, let's embrace him. Whatever God wants for me, I want from him. I want to receive every gift that's underneath the tree with my name under it. I'm going to open, you know what, on Christmas, if there's a present with my name on it, I'm ripping the paper off. And when it comes to the Holy Ghost, I want all of him. and I'm not embarrassed. I'm a tongue talker. I'm a water walker. I'm a Bible thumper. Are you okay with that? You better be okay with that, because if you're not, I don't care. I got kicked out of my first Baptist church. I'll get kicked out of my first Pentecostal church. Or what if? It'd be okay. You don't have to like me. I didn't come to win a popularity contest. But look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under heaven. And then he goes through that list. You know the song from the 60s, right? Or the 70s, right? Turn, turn, whatever it goes. Time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time of peace. And what we need to do is, prophetically sometimes, when we hear the voice of God, we need to discern the timing and the season that we are in. And sometimes what we want to do is we want to camp on the old season or the old time and make a package deal about it. And sometimes success from the past is what's hindering success from the future. Just because it worked in the past doesn't mean it's working today. We need a fresh word from God. And God is activating times and seasons here, is what he's doing. Let's turn, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 1. And then I'm going to get a little preachy on you. Is that okay? Yeah. We're allowed to. I saw the pastor there. He's a little preachy, so I think you're used to preachy. Which is good. I mean, in a good way, not in a bad way. I like it. He about ready to get me stirred up, and I was like, especially when he said all the things about me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, who is that guy? I want to hear him. But praise God. It says right in verse 11. It says, 1 Peter 1:11. Well, let's look at verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently and did prophesy of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand that the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. There are things searching the what and the what matter. It's sometimes you know the what. You got to understand what God is doing. It needs to be clarified. It needs to be clearly defined. And what matter? The way in which God wants to bring it to pass. We're talking about discerning seasons and times. That there's things that God spoke in your life, and there's seasons and there's times. And one of the responsibilities, one of the goal of the prophetic is to come along and to recognize and to discern those seasons and times, to speak it out boldly and to activate you into a new realm that you by yourself were not able to get to. I'm here to assist, to equip, to empower, to help you get connected to the head. And release your full potential in the kingdom of God. And that's what you need to expect. God's going to reveal times and seasons. There's some of you, you keep going around the same mountain over and over again. And I got news for you today. The seasons are about to change. You're about ready to enter into that promised land. You're about ready to cross the River Jordan. You're about ready to get out of the wilderness, where all your aunts and your uncles and your grandfathers have died in unbelief, and you're about ready to apprehend what God has apprehended you for. What previous generations could not enter into because of their unbelief, you're going to recognize the times and the seasons, and you're going to apprehend what has been promised to your family, your lineage, to your grandpappy, to your aunts, and to your uncles. You're not going to be like them and die in the wilderness with a dream and a vision that is unfulfilled. You're going to realize your kingdom potential, and you're going to take and possess the land. Amen? And sometimes there needs to be an activation. Sometimes there needs to be an unlocking. Sometimes you just need a little push. You're on the sled. You're on the tube. And I know you guys probably don't get much snow here, but where I'm from, we got a lot of snow. But sometimes you get strapped in and you get your crash helmet on and you get on your sled and you're saying, hey, I'm ready to go. I just need a push. Well, you know what? You're on that tube today. You're on that sled today. And I'm going to give you a push. Hold on. Hold on. Things are about to go real fast. Things are about real ready to go real fast. And it's going to be good. And this ain't a bunch of hype. I'm deliberately doing something this morning. Are you hearing me? I'm deliberately stirring up your expectation so you can place a demand on the gift. Amen? That's what I'm doing. Turn to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at your neighbor right now and say, hey, God's about ready to do something. God's about ready to do something. And I'm getting mine. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting mine. I'm going to get mine. I really am. But Luke chapter 4, talking about Jesus. And he says in verse 16, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as he was his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. He found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And when he closed the book, he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue was fastened on him. How many people know that when he read this verse, there was something going on other than an ordinary reading? That's right. There was power in that word at that time. Because you know what? Jesus, by the Holy Spirit through the prophetic, was taking that word and activating a time and a season. It was time. The season had changed. Verse 20, and he closed the book and he gave it to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day. He took a normal word that everybody knew, a word that they had heard many times, that they had knowledge of, and he spoke it with an anointing. He spoke it prophetically, and he released and he activated. He was revealing to those people the time and the season of God. And some of you might have words in your heart, things that God has revealed to you, things that God has spoken to you right now. And know what I'm saying right now? Now's the time, and the season is going to change. You might have went through a winter. You might have went through a time, a lean time, a time of famine, a time of leanness. But God's saying you're coming out of the winter and now you're entering into the spring and you're going to enter into a fruitful season in your life. And I mean that. I really mean that. You need to begin to expect God to do more. You need to begin to say, now is the time for me to put on the mantles that God has given me. Now is the time to recognize my call and my anointing and to step into what God has called me to do. And that's what we want to do, prophetically speaking today. And this is what I believe this service to this morning is going to be all about. It's about God doing, releasing, and activating seasons in your life. Some of you think you're done. And I'm saying you're not done. You haven't begun yet. You haven't started yet. Some of you have written off some things. And maybe you're stuck. Some of you know what? You got expectations. And it's not that you're going through a bad thing. You've just been kind of waiting for a bus that's already left the station. And it's time to realize, you know, God's done this. You're waiting on a move of God. And I got news for you. God already moved. He gave you his word already. And God's not waiting. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. When are you going to believe God? When's it going to happen? Why are you leaving your faith open-ended? Why aren't you asking, standing and believing and speaking forth boldly out of your mouth the things that God has revealed to you and your identity in Christ. What are you waiting on? You know what I'm saying? There's more. And the kingdom of God is not just about you. There's a whole lot of people. You realize that if you don't fulfill your call, it's not just going to affect you. It's going to have an impact on those people that you would have reached had you stepped into your call. It's not just about you. And you need to get over your bad self. Amen. Is that okay? Can I say bad self? You guys are good. You need to get over yourself. And stop making the kingdom of God all about you. And realize that God wants to do something bigger than you. God has spoken something that is impossible. God has spoken over you a potential that you, with your own ability, your own strength, your own wisdom, and your own knowledge, could not fulfill in a lifetime without God. God has spoken something impossible. God has spoken something supernatural. And if you're saying, well, the things that God's told me to do are possible. Well, guess what? You haven't heard from God yet. I'm like, God, what do you want to do? And you know, talking about ministry. And I said, God, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And I'm thinking, okay, I'll write my list down. God, this is it. We'll do this, and this. And then I present my list of where I want God to, where we want to go in ministry, right? I present it to God. God goes, I'm like, you know, that's all possible. You could possibly do that. Yeah, these are realistic goals. God goes, now let me show you what I want to do. And I'm like, and then I'm like, how do you know it's God? I feel the fabric of my soul start to stretch. And I'm in full-blown panic mode. Oh, my Lord, how are you going to do that? That ain't going to happen, God. I can't do that. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going, yeah, that's it. That's it, yes. And if you want to go where God wants you to go, you got to get really comfortable with change. God's going to, so we're talking about times and seasons. God's wanting to change some things. God's wanting to show you some things that you may not have considered. But it's good.
Yes.
Holy cow. What do you want to do? Just be comfortable, got your house, got your car, got your retirement, and never take a risk? Just coast out. I'm going to coast into heaven. I'm coasting now. I'm not expecting anything. And I know I raised three boys and they're all out of the house. Glory, I survived my three boys. You know what I'm saying? Holy cow. They eat cat. You know what it's like raising three teenage boys? They'll eat you out of house and home. They hit and you're like, where does food go? They're sucking it down like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. And I'm like, yeah, what are you doing? I had to get three jobs just to pay for the food bill. I'm telling you what, it might have been that bad, but I mean, they eat. But here we got this plan where we're just trying to be comfortable. And God wants to get you out of the uncomfortable. He wants to get you out of the realm of where you're at. God is asking you to do things that are impossible. The call of God on your life is not difficult, it's impossible. You cannot fulfill what God's called you to do without God. You can't do it. And hallelujah, and that's where you're going to grow, and that's where you're going to do an impact. Amen?
Amen?
So let's turn, if you will, to 2 Kings chapter 13. Are you guys good? Are you guys doing good? I hope you are. If you're not, just lie to me. I just asked because it was courteous, okay? I really don't know. I'm just kidding. I do. I love you. I prayed that for you. I said, God, give me your heart for this church, for these people. Give me your thoughts for these people, because that's what's going to change your life. Amen. God wants you to awaken out of apathy. God wants you to awaken out of indifference. And God wants to put in you a passion that will light your life on fire, fueled by his love, to make a difference, not only in your life, but in the life of those around you. The kingdom of God It's not just about you. I make a joke about the grace message now. And I love, you know, grace, the grace message, going to care, it changed my life. I went from a full-blown legalist. I was such a legalist where I came out of that I could teach legalism out of John 3:16. I could teach legalism out of John 3:16, make it about works. You know what? I got set free. But I joke around about some of the snowflakes of millennial generation. And what I say is this, the grace message. Finally, the message I've always wanted. I am the center of the kingdom of God, and it all revolves around me. You see what I'm saying? A message that finally violated. I knew that I was the center of the universe. Well, actually, grace enthrones Jesus. Jesus is the center of the universe, and it's not about you. And many times we can get into the grace message, and it sets us free, and we make it all about us instead of about, you know what I'm saying, about the love of God going through us towards others. Now you've received these things. Now you need to be the Andrew Womack or whoever gave you the grace message. You need to be that for somebody else. Amen. But here in 2 Kings 13, it says, and this is a story about Joash, verse 14, 2 Kings 13, 14. Now, Elisha was fallen sick of the sickness whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." Joash is having problems. So he comes to Elisha. And Elisha said unto him, so he's having a problem. And the problem he's having is he's having a problem with Samaria, I believe. Is that who he's having problems with? Yes, yeah, Samaria. Or the Syria, I'm sorry. He's having trouble with Syria. I should know the story before I try to preach on it. But anyhow, Syria. He's having trouble with Syria. And he's coming to the prophet to get things fixed. And look at verse 15. And Elijah said unto him, "Take bows and arrows." And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thy hand upon the bow." And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's bow, upon the king's hands. And he said, "Open the window eastward." And he opened it. And then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them." And he said, "Take arrows." And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, "Smite them upon the ground." And he smote them thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, "Thou shouldest have smitten them 5 or 6 times, and then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it. Whereas thou shalt smite Syria but thrice." So here is a picture of how the prophetic works in your life. Here we got Joash coming to Elijah. Can I get a witness that Elijah is a prophet? Yes. Amen. I mean, a bad to the bone Old Testament prophet. Fire. Man, hallelujah. Sometimes I like to go Old Testament on people. You know what I'm saying? I like to be an Old Testament prophet. Somebody cut me off on traffic. I mean, we got some of the rudest people in traffic in Colorado Springs. I mean, there's a section that I go to down by Powers and Woodman, and if I go there, it's like once I cross that Powers, it's like all the demoniacs are driving their cars. And one time I just like to call down fire and burn up their car. Just one time. Just one, God. But the Lord is saying, "Marcus, we're not going to do that." Okay, God. But God, can I go Old Covenant on them? Just one time, God. Make an example of one. But anyhow, you know, this guy was, as far as a prophet under the Old Testament, he flowed in the power of God. There was some Old Testament stuff being done. And anyhow, he's a prophet. And based on his what he told Joash to do, I'm going to show you what he told Joash to do, that there are some correlations, there's some connections to modern day prophecy and what it does in your life. We're talking about times and seasons, remember? We're talking about the activation of things. And here, Joash has a problem with Syria that won't go away. And Elijah said, "Take bows and arrows." And he, in verse 15, and he took the bows and arrows. And he said to the king, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it, and Elijah put his hands upon his hands. Notice what happened. He took natural things, a bow and an arrow. And that which was natural became supernatural when the prophet placed his hands upon Joash's hands. And many times what happens is prophetically you are working with certain things in your life, whether it be a business, whether it be a ministry, whether it be whatever you're doing, whatever you're dealing with in life. And prophetically, when a prophetic word is spoken, it's like I put my hands upon your hands, and now there's a different anointing. There's a different power behind the normal bow and arrows that you use in your everyday life. Through the releasing or the speaking of a prophetic word, the bow and arrow that you've been operating with goes from natural to supernatural because of a release or an activation of a prophetic anointing. How many people need some things to go in the you need to pop out of the natural and you need to pop in the supernatural? How many people, I'm tired of eating manna. I'm tired of roaming around this desert. Hallelujah. And not entering into the promises of God. I can see it. We walk by it every once in a while. And I see it. And I got a vision of it. But hallelujah, I want to enter in. You know what the word manna in the Hebrew means? What is it? I'm tired of eating. What is it? You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, if manna was Kentucky Fried Chicken, I wouldn't mind that. Hallelujah. I eat Kentucky Fried Chicken once a week. Hallelujah. And I got some ideas. You know what I'm saying? I got some ideas for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. They need to make a meal just with the skin and breading on it. I'd buy it. I'll have a bucket of skin and breading. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever ate a big breast and then you ate all the skin too quickly and now all you got is... Now I got some meat. Thank God for this mashed potatoes and gravy that I can dip my meat in because I ate all the breading too quick. You got to pace yourself. But you know what I'm talking about. So if it was Kentucky Fried Chicken, they wouldn't be calling it, what is it? They'd be saying, I know what it is. Hallelujah. They'd be weighing 500 pounds in the wilderness, but that's okay. I tell you what, I can bust up some bird. Colonel Sanders and I spent a lot of time together. People ask me, so I looked at that and say, I got a little bit of bubble wrap protecting my six-pack ab. And I said, the reason why, my desire to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken outweighs my desire to lift weights. And that's what's going on. Competing desires here. But how did I get that? You're tired of eating, what is it? You're tired of roaming around in the desert. And you want it. And you just need a push. And supernaturally, the prophetic, the hands of the prophet come upon your hands and release and activate a supernatural anointing that you did not have. Take the bows and arrows. Verse 17, and he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. What is the window symbolic of? A new vision. You need a new vision. You need to see things in a new light that you've never seen before. You need to see what God sees. And it's time for you, prophetically, to have the window open so that God can give you a fresh vision. God can show you things in a different light that you've never seen before. And when you see what God sees, you're going to have supernatural, you're going to have a supernatural impartation of faith. Overcoming, world-conquering faith. He opened the window eastward. What does eastward mean? Everybody knows what happens, right? Hopefully you know this here, that the sun rises in the east. So a new vision and a new day. How many people need a new vision? Huh? Come on now. How many people need a new day? You're tired of the day. It's like it's like your Groundhog Day. Bill Murray, remember that? You're living the same day over and over again. It's like you're stuck on Monday and you can't get out of Monday. Hallelujah. Well, we want to go from Monday to Friday. Yeah, glory to God. I don't care what happens on Friday because you know Saturday's tomorrow, right? You're stuck in Monday. You're stuck on Groundhog Day, reliving the same day over and over and over and over. Will it ever stop? Lord, please have mercy upon me and hit me in the head with a brick and get it over with. I mean, have you ever felt that way?
Oh, yes.
If you haven't lived long enough. I have. Praise God. Some days you just want to check out and binge watch Netflix and get a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I'm talking about. You know, I tell you what, I'm getting some Kentucky Fried Chicken this week. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I love, you know, hang on, I'm sorry. I got to go back to this. And what is wrong with these people that pick off their skin and their breading and lay it off to the side and just eat the chicken? I need some friends like that because I'll eat their breading and chicken. Yeah, I like them. I want some healthy friends like that. Well, so we need a new, we need the window open eastward. And Elijah said, shoot. And he shot. And the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Apak until thou hast consumed them. What does the shooting of the arrow represent? The window, right? Prophetic anointing. He laid his hands on his hands. He opened the window, a new vision. He went eastward, right? A new day. What does the arrow mean? A new direction. A new direction. God's going to point you in the right direction. In other words, you're going to keep on getting the same results if you keep aiming at the same target. But if God prophetically changes the target and shows you where to point, you're going to have a new direction and a different result. And God wants to break the insanity of some of y'all's lives that you got where you keep on shooting at the same target and getting and expecting different results. And God wants to do that. And then he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And then he told him to smite it on the ground. And he was wroth with them. You know why he was wroth with them? Because he should have smote those arrows on the ground until he beat them to smithereens. Joash did not properly respond to the prophetic. When you get a word from God, you need to go for it. He only smote two or three times. He was passive. He was indifferent. He just did what he had to do. And I'm telling you, when you got a prophetic word from God, it's time to run. It's time to get moving. It's time to believe God. It's not time to withdraw or pull back. It's time to believe God. And I just want to encourage you, God's trying to do something new in your life today. There are times and seasons that are going to change. And this is going to be the beginning of those things prophetically. And this is what we're going to do today. We're going to receive from God. We're going to hear from God. We're going to be touched by God. We're going to place a demand on God. And we're saying enough is enough. We're going to be like the lepers and say, do we sit here till we die? And we're going to get up. And as we move, God will supernaturally hear cause your feet to sound like chariot's feet, and your enemies that have been producing a famine and limiting you, they're going to run away in fear, and you're going to walk in liberty. Yeah. And it's going to take you 3 days to clean up the spoil. But you got to get up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm not going to die here. This is not the end. This is not how things are going to play out. We're done. I am done. Hallelujah. And then look at that devil, whatever's holding you back, whatever's been limiting you, and say, devil, one of us is coming out with a bloody nose, and it ain't going to be me. It ain't going to be me. I hope, and your devil's going to be running from you, and he's going to have Goodyear on his forehead because you done ran him over with a pair of spiritual Goodyears. Amen? It's time. You got to get a little aggressive. You see what you're saying? You're not laboring to earn it. You're laboring to enter in. It's time to take possession of your inheritance. You've been given a spiritual inheritance. And some of you are living like a homeless person underneath a bridge, and you got an inheritance in the bank because you won't make a withdrawal. You got all these promises. And what are you waiting on? You know what? I'm just saying, what are you waiting on? The promises are yes and amen. God said, why don't you make it? Let's step into a supernatural lifestyle. Let's step into our inheritance. Let's go make a withdrawal. I don't have to apologize. I guarantee you know as well as I know, if you had an inheritance of $100 million, you probably wouldn't be driving the car you're driving today. Ain't that right? Come on, you know, you might get a bigger house. And yet you got a spiritual inheritance in Christ, and you're living as a homeless person underneath the bridge, spiritually speaking. Eating ramen noodles and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. How many people know ramen noodles aren't bad if you eat them because you want to? But if you eat them because you have to, they're bad. You know what I'm saying? Ramen noodles, macaroni and cheese with no milk. I know what it's like. Those are hard times. You know what I'm saying? Got to put water in your macaroni and cheese instead of milk because you ain't got no milk. Looking at the cat you got in your house, wondering if you can milk the cat to get milk for your macaroni. I'm just kidding. Wonder what cat milk tastes like. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, the whole point I'm trying to make is, you know what? Why would you live that way if you got an inheritance? You wouldn't. And when you get a revelation of it, and God's wanting more for you, God's wanting to stir it up.
Yes, he does. He do that.
And he'll do that for you. He will do that for you. He will do that for you. Now let's just talk a little bit about something here. How many people have ever heard of something called photobombing? Anybody heard that? You know what photobombing is? Photobombing is where you pop your head in somebody else's picture. Okay? So what we're going to do here is God's got some things to say, and we're going to do what I call prophecy bombing. Meaning this, that if I speak a word over somebody and there's something that resonates with you, God has called that person out to be the face of something he wants to do in multiple people's lives. And if that resonates with you, you just go ahead and stick your head in their prophecy.
Hallelujah.
And you go ahead and grab it and you take it for yourself. Amen? And just go ahead and put it in your basket and say, I'm taking that. Thank you very much, Lord Jesus. And you know what? You can be greedy as you want to. You can take all of them if you want to. Praise God. And God will do some things. Amen? So that's what the prophetic does. We're talking about the activation of times and seasons, and they're going to change right now. Are you guys ready for some stuff?
Yeah.
All right, let's just worship the Lord. Father God, we just thank you. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that the office of a prophet is here, which is sent to glorify Jesus prophetically. Let's, Lord Jesus, glorify yourself right now through the prophetic. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus. Operate, activate times and seasons in people's lives and begin to see a change and a transformation take place right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. If you got your heavenly language, just go ahead and pray in your heavenly language. God's about ready to do some good things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sister, right here, I saw you just standing up here. I saw you in the spirit with your hands just like this. And I saw in the spirit that out of your heart and out of your mouth, you were pouring out. And I heard the word gave. I saw the word gave. You have given, you have given, you have given, you have given. And the Lord would say right now that the times and the seasons are about to change. And right now, your relationship with God seems to have been one way. You've been doing all the giving and not the receiving. But the Lord is saying, it is my good pleasure to bestow upon you my goodness. And the times and the season for you are changing right now in the name of Jesus. And the seeds that you have sown have come up before the Lord as a memorial, and God has not forgotten. And those things that you have poured out and you have given into the kingdom of God, you are entering into a time where things are going to reverse and you're going to be receiving in the name of Jesus. God has said that you have even given to the point to your own hurt. You have given to your own hurt, and it has cost you. And God said, I have not forgotten. He goes right now, he goes to receiving. You're entering into a season of receiving right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And that's what's happening. The season is going to change. Finances are coming. Houses are coming. Cars are coming. People are returning that you have sowed seeds into in the name of Jesus. And I see by the Spirit of God that there is a young man that you have invested in, that you have poured out. And the Lord is saying, it looks like you just poured water on the, it was a waste. But the Lord is saying the seeds that you have planted in this young man's life are coming to fruition. And that man is going to turn to the Lord. He's going to serve the Lord. And he's going to do what God's told you to do. There's a particular individual that is going to return, is going to turn back to you in the name of Jesus. The times and the seasons are changing from giving to receiving, says the Lord. And the Lord, you're going to enter into a season of the goodness of God and receiving what God has given in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I receive that. Just put your head in that one and receive that one in the name of Jesus. Just grab it. Grab it in the name of Jesus. That's mine. I'm taking it. Hallelujah. Oh, la la boho kali roto hosho. Niroto shaloto hakirata hasha. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Now it's time to mess up the pastor. Let's do that. I like doing that, ain't it? The Lord would say you're in sin. No, I'm just kidding. Hallelujah. Just kidding. Kidding. Hallelujah. I see in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That there is a God right now is activating a component of your gift and your anointing that you have not yet stepped into right now. And I see that as the anointing went on the head of Aaron and it ran down his beard and into the skirts, that your heart is going to change right now in the name of Jesus, because God is activating a component of the pastoral, a component of an exhorter that you have not yet stepped into. God is changing your heart right now, and you are going to become a different man. The way you pastor is going to change. The way you teach is going to change. The way you walk in the anointing is going to change. And what's going to happen is this change of heart is going to cause you to take a new role and a new ownership in this body. In the name of Jesus. And the anointing that when your heart changes, it's going to filter down to the rest of the body. And there's going to be a change is what's going to take place. The will of the Father is this. The will of the Father is this. I saw it 10 times. What you're doing right now, God wants you to do 10 times. What are you running, about 130 people right now? God is calling you to pastor a church of 1,300 people. God's going to increase. And what's going to happen, there needs to be an opening. It's almost like please, if it's lost in translation, that's okay. Hear me out. Don't anybody hear something that I'm not saying. It's almost like you've been here, you've been doing what God's saying, but God is turning your heart fully to the church. He's turning it on full volume. You've been at about a quarter or half volume, and God is turning up the sound of your heart. And what's going to happen, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a change in focus. And it's going to cause spiritual growth, and God's going to show you how to step into that. You are going to become a different person right now after this day. And you're going to see growth, and you're going to see that. And I'm not just prophesying good things over people for the sake. I'm telling you, it's God's world for you to be. There's a change of heart taking place right now in the name of Jesus. And this is going to activate spiritual growth right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And there is a, and also what's going to happen is when you preach, there are times that there's going to be a pastor and a teaching anointing on you. And there is times that you're going to operate in an exhorter. God said there's an exhortation gift on you. And God said when the exhorter comes, do not dismiss the exhorter by trying to teach. Let him fly out of your mouth in the name of Jesus. I have given this church a Pentecostal assignment. You have been called to be a doorway to the gifts and the call and the operations of the Spirit. And you need to step into it. You will see a manifestation of all the gifts within the body, and you will see a drawing of all the fivefold ministry within the body in the name of Jesus. And you need to step into it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray over Pastor Trey right now. I release the anointing, a change of heart, a change of anointing on him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for it. Oh, la mahala kaliyodoto hosho. He's going to become a different man. He's going to become a different man. And you, young lady, right now, I see you with a horn full of oil. And you've been taking this horn full of oil and you've been pouring it out on people that need to be healed. But it seems like there's not as much of an impact as you'd like to see. And God said, with the horn right now, I'm giving you a trumpet in the name of Jesus. What's been missing is not the horn. What's been missing is the trumpet. And God is saying right now, I will put my words in your mouth right now, and you will minister to broken women. And the oil that you have been pouring out with the trumpet now, well, that is the missing component. And you will see areas where you've been pouring out oil, you will see success with the oil and the trumpet sounding together in the name of Jesus. And the Lord is saying, and I didn't know she was going to do it. I honestly didn't know this. I see you doing women's conferences. And I see right now that there is a mercy gift on the inside of you. And God is going to marry the oil and the trumpet together. And you're going to see, you're going to break out. And you're going to see results like you have never seen before. Because God is going to give you a trumpet with that oil in the name of Jesus. Father God, I release the power of the Holy Spirit upon her right now. Let it flow in Jesus' name. Let her put that trumpet up to her mouth and blow a clear message, a resounding message, and let the oil and the trumpet be married together, and let her see success and fruit where she has not seen it before in the name of Jesus. Changing of time, changing of seasons. Right now. And you, young man, hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord would say unto you right now that there's going to be a change of season and time in your life. And the Lord is saying right now in the name of Jesus, there is a call of an evangelist on your life. And evangelism is going to break out right now on the right and the left in the name of Jesus. I see you traveling right now, going to different locations and people getting saved and people getting born again. The hard cases, you're going to lead to the Lord because there's an active times and seasons are changing right now. And there is a voice of an evangelist. There's a heart of an evangelist. And right now in the name of Jesus, with that, when I lay hands on you, there is going to be an activation of the gift of healings, gifts of healing, and working of miracles that you have not walked in up to this point in the name of Jesus. And miracles are going to break out on the right and the left, and gifts of healing, and you're going to step into it in the name of Jesus. There's going to be times you're going to feel fire in your mouth. There's going to be times that you're going to feel fire in your belly. There's going to be times that you're going to feel fire in your hands. And it's the anointing and the power of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I release working of miracles and gifts of healing. Father God, I release the office and the call of an evangelist. Hallelujah. You'll walk in the room and people will be convicted and get born again before you even say a word out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus. You are going to have success in this, and you're going to break out of this, right? You're going to break out of what you've been contained in, and you're going to step into it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ola mama hala kaliyoto hosho. Mia kola baliyoto hosha. Kia mama hasha. Kia maloto hosha liyoto hoka. This young man right here, you got plans. And you're driven. I see you going. I mean, you're going for it. I see you going for things. But the Lord would say right now that the Lord is going to redirect you. You got plans. You got zeal. But the plans you have and the direction you're going in is not the direction of God. And God is going to redirect you right now. The Lord is literally arresting you because he has a plan for your life that's different. You are driven to make money. You are driven to succeed. But the Lord is saying, I've not called you just to make money. I've not called you just to succeed in ministry and break free from the past, from where you've been. I've called you into an office and a call. I've got to call a ministry on your life and not a call of business. And the Lord is going to redirect you right now in the name of Jesus. And you're going to come on fire. And that thing that is in you to be driven to go forward, the Lord is going to satisfy it right now in the name of Jesus. And he's going to satisfy that. And it's almost like God is going to extinguish that in order to turn you to another direction. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord is going to replace that desire with a new desire, a new fire, a new zeal. I see fire all over you in the name of Jesus. I see a passion. I see this man is called to be a fire starter. You are going to ignite passion in people and desire in people. You're going to be hallelujah. It's not so much that you got the ability to articulate words and use the right words. People are going to, John, like John Wesley said, if you're on fire, people will come just to see you burn. You're going to be a burner. You're going to be a fire starter in the name of Jesus. Ola kaliyaroto hosho. Ma kaliyaroto hosho. Glory to God. Lord, why? Why, Lord? Why me? Why do I got to say this? I got to say it, don't I? If I know it's God. You're going to pastor a church. It's going to happen. God's going to raise you up. But right now, in the name of Jesus, times and seasons are changing, and God's going to redirect you. And there's going to be a passion for the Word of God and a passion for the supernatural like you've never had before right now in the name of Jesus. God is redirecting you. And he's redirecting you because he loves you. And the money, it won't be an issue. You're going to make more money in ministry than you ever would in business. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I release the anointing on him. Wreck him. Now, when I say that, see, I say that the prophet goes in, blows up, blows out. The pastor's got to massage it in later on. So he'll massage it in. He'll massage it in, but I'm just blowing in, blowing up, blowing out. Hallelujah. How many people know that? Who? I got this during praise and worship. There's some concern about a person in your life named Aaron. Who has an Aaron that they're concerned about? There's somebody, a man. I see Aaron. Aaron? Yes. God is going to, hallelujah. Aaron. I see Aaron, and I'm just asking this. I keep on seeing, like, fire department or something like that. Does Aaron work for a fire department, or was he a volunteer? I just see fire equipment on him or something like that. Anything like that? The fire guy. I see fire department. I see something like, I don't know what I'm seeing. I'm just, you know what? Just get out there and then God gives me a little bit more. But I just see that God is bringing Aaron back into the fold. God is dealing with Aaron. And Aaron, it's like Aaron is consumed with other things. Hallelujah. That is not of God, and he's been upon your heart, and God is bringing Aaron back in. Actually, what I'm seeing is, I'm seeing that Aaron is on the wrong path and burning stuff up. And not burning stuff up as far as really consuming some things, and it's not what God wants for him, and God is going to turn him back in the name of Jesus. And the things that Aaron is, he's burning up resources. He's burning up time. He's burning, that's what I'm seeing. He's burning up every, and God is turning Aaron's heart. And the Lord said, I'll do it in one day in the name of Jesus. It will happen one day. I don't know who Aaron is to you, but I'm telling you what, God's going to bring Aaron back in. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's like, you know, I hate to say this, but if that makes sense, burning things up. It's like Aaron is wasting his life doing something that God never told him to, and he's focused on it, and God's going to turn him. God's going to turn him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. Just worship the Lord. Ola mahalako shaliyadoto nieroto shaliyadoto hosho. Hallelujah, Lord. How many people know we got tonight and tomorrow night, right? And now that you guys got a little bit of a taste, you're going to be pulling on it more. Hallelujah. And it's going to get good, okay? Hallelujah. But you know what? You can't. The soap and the water don't work unless you get in the shower. And you know what? The prophetic doesn't work if you're not here tonight and tomorrow. It ain't going to work on home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord. Ola kaliana to hosho. Iemamono to hosho. Ala kuliana to hasha. O kayara bahasha. Niro to hosho. Kayara to hosho. Makiero to hosho. I see right now in the name of Jesus, and I'm not going to be crude. I'm going to be as polite as I can. There are women here that have not been regular, if that makes sense. And right now, that cycle that's going on right now, God is fixing it right now in the name of Jesus. You've been tired. Your cycle hasn't been regular. It's been extra heavy. If you know what I'm saying, I'm not trying to be gross, but God is healing that right now in the name of Jesus. You're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, la babalhariyara, ala koliyara. There's someone right now that's had a growth on their back, like a tumor, and that thing is disappearing right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive it right now in the name of Jesus. God right now is healing ingrown toenails right now in the name of Jesus. They're going to go away and you'll never have a problem with it right now in the name of Jesus. I see that the Lord is healing spider veins right now. It's really been bothering you, and God is getting rid of spider veins right now and healing it. Just receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. There's somebody that's been having trouble in their lower intestines, in their digestive system, and God is healing your intestines and healing your digestive system right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When I call out these words, the anointing of God is present right now. This is an operation of a gift of spirit by a word of knowledge, and you just need to receive it. You need to respond to it. Grab a hold of it and say, yes, Lord, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ola mama la kaliyoto hosho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to, this young lady right here, God is going to refine a prophetic gift on the inside of you. Prophetically, you're going to hear the voice of God clearer than you ever have before, and God is going to refine it in you. And God is, and the Lord said that you've gotten involved in the past in some craziness, and the Lord is going to straighten that out right now. And he's going to refine the gift in you without all the crazy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ola mama la kaliyoto hosho. Kada mama hala kaliyoto. Now we got more time, right? Everybody understand it? We got Monday and Tuesday. And I know that your roast and Kentucky Fried Chicken is calling. Hallelujah. But let's just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Just lift up your hands right now. Hallelujah, and just receive this. If you want a greater demonstration of the gifts of the Spirit in your life, I just want you to receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit. And I pray that there be an activation, a greater demonstration, and an activation of the Spirit of God. I hear the Lord say that this church lacks nothing. They just need more wisdom and more knowledge on how to direct it and what to do with it. So I'm going to pray along those lines. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you are filled with wisdom. You are filled with knowledge. and walking in and activating what you already possess in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, la la mama haka. Kielo toho shaliela tahaka. Ma kara tosho, niela tosho, niela toho sho, niela toho sho, kiela bahasha. Hallelujah. Oh, la mahala kielo toho sho. Akaya mama mama mahaka. Anana no hosho. Hallelujah. So hungry. So hungry. So hungry. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm so hungry. In the name of Jesus. My daughter, that hunger that I placed in you is a call. Come in and eat at the banquet table that I have set before you right now in the name of Jesus. It is not a curse. It is not a call. It is not a curse. It is not something to be just that hunger sometimes that it's not satisfied. But the Lord is saying, that is a call of God on your life. And I will satisfy you with good things. And the Lord is saying, just eat. Just eat. Just eat, says the Lord. Go and go after what the hunger. Answer the call of the hunger. Answer the call of the desire, says the Lord. And hallelujah. And I see that as you begin to go to the banquet table and begin to eat and begin to consume, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that other people will follow you as you begin to go. I'm just going to say this. You have a high spiritual metabolism. It's like you burn through things real quick. And the Lord is saying, it's good. It's good. I have called you through that hunger to be fast and furious in the name of Jesus. And the Lord is saying right now in the name of Jesus, go and eat and I will fill you with good things. And I really sense in my spirit when I walked up, you've been asking the Lord what to do and where to go and what direction. And the Lord is answering you today. The hunger, answer the call of the hunger. Go where the hunger leads you in the name of Jesus. And I will satisfy you with good things. It's that simple. You've been looking for a word. You've been looking for a specific direction. You've been looking for a spotlight. You've been looking for a roadmap. And God is saying, your life will be defined by hunger. And the Lord is saying, go and partake the desire, the hunger that I placed on your life. Go and step into what I made you hungry for, says the Lord, and I will fill you with good things. The hunger is the call. Recognize the hunger and you'll recognize the call. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We pray. One more thing and then we're done. I'm just going to say this. I feel like in the spirit. I feel like. Hallelujah. And I can say this anywhere, but specifically right now, in my spirit, I feel like people have been oppressed. You've been oppressed. And not an overwhelming oppression like you're wanting to kill yourself or something like that. And there may be somebody like that, but I'm not getting that from the Lord. But I'm just saying, it's just like in your mind and in your heart, you're just being held back or oppressed. If that's you, the anointing of God is here. And we're going to pray right now. And that thing, your times and your seasons are going to change. And that's going to lift off of you. If you feel like that, you feel like you've been oppressed, I just want you to stand up and we want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's leaving right now in the name of Jesus. It's leaving right now in the name of Jesus. And I really did. I thought to myself, and I didn't say it, but I thought there's a couple gentlemen, but I thought the majority of it was women. There are some men, though, and which is good. But you know what? That's lifting off you right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. I don't know what it is, but the Bible says in Isaiah 54, in Isaiah chapter 54, in righteousness thou shalt be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. And right now in the name of Jesus, this thing is lifting off of you. It's been going on for a long time, and God is lifting it off of you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release vision. I release joy. I release peace in the name of Jesus upon these people right now in the name of Jesus. I command this oppression to leave. I command the cycle of thoughts, the cycle of wrong believing, the thought cycles of wrong thinking, the cycles of wrong revelation, focusing on the wrong things. I command them to be broken. This lady right here, in the name of Jesus, your focus has been wrong. God's changing your focus right now, and that's the root of it. It's going to die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. This lady right here, in the name of Jesus, you just looked over to the side. It's actually physical. It's a physical issue that's going on. Your hormones and your chemicals and the physical issue is being taken care of right now, and you're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And you right now, in the name, it's the people you've been listening to and you've been hanging out with, and it's time to get some new friends. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And that's not a rebuke. God just said, he's telling you the case. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God says to you, I'm going to be your husband. In the name of Jesus. I can treat you better than any man can. And the Lord said, I'm going to be your husband. And I'm going to show you what that means in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that oppression has been broken, healings are taking place, and this thing is coming to an end, and it's going to stop right now in the name of Jesus. Now let's by faith. You ready for this? You stood up by faith right now. I want you to start smile. Let your face know it. Smile. Now I want you to do this with me right now. In the name of Jesus, I want you to start laughing. Ha ha, ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. Yield yourself to the joy of the Lord. Come on now. Don't be afraid. It's in you. Come on now. Come on now. Ha ha. Come on now. Ha ha. Glory to God. Let that joy out by faith. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on now. Let it know. Now, why are you trying to be reserved? The Holy Ghost is here right now. You just need to cut loose in the name of Jesus. Ha ha ho 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 ho. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is on the inside of you, and you just need to let it out in the name of Jesus. Come on now. I hear the Lord say, some of you are going to get it tonight. Some of you are going to get it tonight. Oh, that's what he was saying. And you'll be laughing on your bed tonight, having a good old time. And that joy and that peace is going to wash over you. And all the residue of yesterday is going to be washed away. In the name of Jesus. That lady right there, God's about ready to mess you up. God's going to wreck you in the name of Jesus. It's going to happen. The joy of the Lord is going to fill you. And you're going to get wrecked right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.